All right, buckle up, everybody. We're diving headfirst into some seriously geeky stuff today, and knowing our listeners, you wouldn't have it any other way.
And this one's a doozy, even for us.
This document, right? The Asuit NetSurfer eGamer browser. That's a mouthful, but it's right up our alley. Super niche, crazy specific, and potentially really useful for, well, someone, right?
For a certain kind of user, yeah.
So let's break it down. What exactly is this thing? Like, they claim to be the fastest browser on the net, which, okay, everyone says that. But then they go on about this whole WIN32 API thing instead of .NET, like most other browsers. Does that make a difference? Is this legit?
It could. It's like this. Think of .NET as, I don't know, like a Swiss Army knife.
Okay, versatile.
Right, exactly. It's designed to work on all sorts of different systems.
Makes sense, but...
But that means it has to make some compromises, right?
Be that flexible, yeah.
Now, WIN32, that's like a finely crafted chef's knife. It's made for one specific purpose, and in this case, it's all about maxing out speed on Windows.
So they're saying, forget everyone else, we're all about that Windows performance.
They're laser-focused. Imagine, like, having a direct line to your computer's processing power, no detours, no distractions. That's WIN32.
No kidding. And they even quote Microsoft on this, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, like, don't just take our word for it. Even Microsoft says it's fast. They're not shy, are they?
Not even a little. But okay, eGamer Edition. Is this like a super niche browser just for gamers?
It's aimed at gamers, yeah, but also people who stream a lot, movies, shows, you name it.
So which is it? It can be crazy optimized for both.
That's what they're going for, but it's a tall order. Low latency for gaming, smooth playback for streaming. It's a lot to balance. We'll see how they do.
We will. Now, privacy.
Yeah.
You know how much I love a good privacy deep dive? And they seem pretty gung-ho about ad blocking.
Oh, yeah. They go all in.
But then, and this is where it gets interesting, they use Microsoft's WebView 2, which, well, gets updates straight from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work for privacy? Having Microsoft, like, always looking over your shoulder.
It's tricky. It's a trade-off, right? You get the security updates, which is good.
Right.
But it also means Microsoft's got their fingers in the pie, so to speak.
Like, maybe not ideal for someone who's super privacy conscious?
Probably not, no. It's a balancing act,
okay.
For sure.
For sure. So this browser, it's not just a browser, is it? It's like they threw everything AD the kitchen sink in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking cloudless productivity apps built in. What does that even mean?
It's kind of wild. It's like, you know how we usually think of web apps?
In the cloud, right?
Right. But these are designed to work offline, too. You load them up and bam, you can use them even without internet.
Seriously. What, like spreadsheets and stuff? All offline in a browser.
That's the idea. It's ambitious. I'll give them that.
Ambitious is putting it mildly.
Yeah.
They've also got this whole thing about direct system calls,
mm-hmm.
giving you like deep access to network settings.
Yeah.
It's almost like they want to be an operating system, not just a browser.
It's true. It's a lot of power, which, depending on the user, could be amazing or a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Talk about a double-edged sword. And speaking of things that might be a little rough around the edges,
mm-hmm.
they mentioned this refresh and restart function a lot. That doesn't exactly inspire confidence, does it?
Yeah. It does make you wonder, like, how often am I going to have to hit that button?
Right. And then there's this whole thing about their virtual desktops.
Huh.
They're really adamant that you shouldn't use them as your homepage.
Yeah. That's oddly specific. It sounds like some technical stuff with how Microsoft's WebView 2, you know, the heart of the browser, talks to Windows itself. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. imagine plugging a high-powered appliance into an old wonky outlet. Things might get...
explosive.
Well, more like it might trip a fuse, you know? They do offer a workaround, but still.
Quirky.
But those virtual desktops themselves, they call them cloudless software. So it's basically web apps, but they run offline. Exactly. It's a clever way to give you those offline features without needing separate programs. They've got productivity tools, games, all sorts of things, and they all supposedly work offline once you've loaded them up. They actually claim none of their online software is in the cloud. It's all running right there in the browser.
Hold on, seriously? How's that even work?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing for a simple note-taking app, but a whole suite of tools, that's pushing it. We'd have to see it to believe it.
Definitely. And then internal flags. Did you catch that section? Talk about a deep dive.
Oh, yeah. That's where things get really interesting for a certain type of person, at least. It's basically like, remember those cheat codes we used to use in video games?
Oh, totally. Unlock all the levels, that kind of thing.
Exactly. But for your browser, these flags let you tweak all sorts of hidden settings, unlock features, boost performance. It's powerful stuff, but.
There's always a but.
Right. One wrong move and you could really mess things up. It's not for the faint of heart, let's just say that.
So maybe leave that to the experts. Or at least have a backup plan if you're feeling adventurous.
Exactly. But it's cool that they even give you the option, right? Like, they trust you to handle the power, which you don't see every day.
Speaking of power, let's talk about security. They're big on ad blocking, like next level stuff.
Oh yeah, they go above and beyond with that. Even give you specific DNS server addresses for extra security.
It's almost like they're speaking directly to the privacy conscious crowd with this one.
Right, and not just saying it, but giving you the tools to actually do something about it. It's a refreshing change of pace.
Absolutely. It's like they're saying, we're not gonna dumb things down for you. Here's the power, use it wisely.
Exactly. It's a different philosophy, that's for sure.
It makes you wonder who they're even targeting with this browser. It's clearly not your grandma trying to check her email, you know.
Not unless your grandma's got some serious tech skills, yeah. They're definitely going after a niche audience with this one.
It's like they're speaking a different language almost, but in a good way. They're not afraid to be different, that's for sure.
Not at all. It's refreshing, honestly. They're not trying to be everything to everyone. They know who they're targeting and they're going for it.
Which is, who was their ideal user, do you think? Besides, you know, tech-savvy grandmas.
Right, right. Well, I think it's someone who values control, who maybe finds the typical browser experience a little limiting.
Okay, so they're not afraid to get their hands dirty, tinker with settings.
Exactly. They're not just browsing the web. They're like exploring the engine, you know, seeing how it all works.
I like that. And honestly, in a world where everything's trying to be so user-friendly, so streamlined.
It's almost suspicious, right? Like, what are they hiding?
Exactly. So to have a browser that's like, here's everything, go nuts.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing.
It is. It's like the difference between, I don't know, buying a pre-built PC versus building your own.
Oh, perfect analogy. One's definitely easier.
But the other one, you know exactly what went into it. You built it for your specific needs.
And you probably learned a ton along the way.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who are intrigued by Sweet, by this whole unconventional approach, how do they even find out if it's right for them?
Well, the document's a good start, but really you got to try it for yourself. Download it, poke around, see what breaks.
And hit that refresh and restart button liberally.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to experiment. That's what this browser's all about.
It's true. It's really exciting to see something so different, so unapologetically geeky, you know?
I know. It gives you hope, right? That there's still room for innovation, for doing things differently.
Absolutely. Well, there you have it, folks. The Sweet NetSurfer eGamer browser. It's fast, it's quirky, it's powerful, and it might just break the internet. Or at least your expectations of what a browser can be.
And hey, if you do try it out, let us know what you think.
We always love hearing from you. Until next time, happy browsing.